We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On the line, Rhea, let's get some answers to all these injuries we're seeing right now. Sixers and Phillies. Would you please do the honors for our NovaCare physician?
Yep, Dr. Kevin Friedman, sports medicine surgeon with Rothman Orthopedics in Bryn Mawr and Blue Bell. He specializes in knee, shoulder, cartilage injuries, and he's been recognized as a top doc in Philly Mag and Mainline today.
Dr. Friedman, welcome to our show. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Angelo. How are you guys?
I can tell you the truth, Doc. I've been kind of confused. The Phillies had like four hamstring injuries in 3 days. Now, McCutchen came back, but the rest of them are on the injured list. Why are there so many hamstring injuries in baseball?
Well, as you know, the hamstrings are the big muscle group in the back of the leg that goes from the pelvis to the knee. And they're really susceptible during sprinting activities and including when you decelerate. And those muscles that are cold or not properly stretched are really going to be at risk for tearing. And in baseball, because there's so much downtime and, you know, that you really lose some of that warm-up that you get at the beginning of the game, they're much more susceptible to getting cold and tight, and then they can get injured during that acceleration phase of sprinting.
So is there a way to prevent it? Is there a way to keep them warm? How do you handle something like that, Doc, so you're not getting all these injuries?
Well, you know, you'd probably have to change a lot about what happens in tradition. I mean, if you see guys out in the outfield instead of throwing the ball around doing calisthenics or doing this stuff, you know, really stretching before they're coming up to bat, because we know that happens running the bases commonly, you know, that may prevent some of this injury. I mean, there's also some things that could be done in the off season in terms of stretching and sprinting that hopefully can prevent and help last through the season.
Doc, is weightlifting is so much more of it now than ever before in baseball. Is it good or bad for these kind of injuries?
Well, it's bad for this particular type of injury because what you're doing is you're strengthening that muscle with weightlifting is you're making it tight, and you have to make sure that you combine that with a stretching program to make sure that as that muscle lengthens and contracts, that it's not going to be susceptible to that force that causes a strain and muscle tearing.
Hey, Doc, it's clear some players are so much more susceptible to injury than others. Why?
Well, you know, it's a good question. I mean, there's probably a combination of everything, including a genetics on how they're made up, you know, plus certainly their training regimen, you know, has a big effect. And, you know, how much time they're dedicating to all the phases of their training program, including, you know, stretching and other alternative things that can really, you know, prevent injury is important as opposed to just being in the weight room. And some people are, you know, doing it really just from one side and not covering all their bases.
Yeah. Al has often accused me of my workout regimen, too.
Oh, yeah, the same thing over and over
again. And, Doc, we should always point out Angelo once blew out his hamstrings in a race.
12 years ago.
Because he didn't stretch.
Not since.
Because you haven't raced.
That's another reason. Doc, I got one more for you. And again, medical stuff constantly confuses me. So I got Joel Embiid, who's the best player the Sixers have had in many, many years. He is their future. He is, if they're going to do anything this year, they need him to be healthy. And I don't understand his knee. Doubtful, sits out in the game or two. They don't think he's going to play. Plays game four, plays 32 minutes, and now is probable for the game tonight. I don't understand. Is patella tendonitis, does it vary this much from day to day, Doc?
Well, I think they're doing everything they can to just try and control the symptoms. I mean, unfortunately, this is the kind of thing that's probably accumulated over the course of the season, and he played so many minutes early that now it's kind of caught up to him, and it's hard for him to get enough rest to get it calmed down. So they just do everything they can to rest in between games, and obviously because he's so important to the team, they, you know, are just trying to push him out there and do the best they can with it.
But can you go from no minutes to 32? Is that smart?
Well, nobody's ever accused the Sixers of being smart, have they?
Doc, you just won me over for life. Doc, I don't even currently have an affliction. I'm coming in later today to see you. I love that guy. Al, was that beautiful?
That's
Dr. Friedman, you and the great doctors at NovaCare, we are in constant awe of all you gentlemen. Thank you, sir.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.